Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue Simin Shin Zayin. We are in middle of Si'if Aleph, so today we're going to be doing page Kuf Aleph, Amud Aleph. We left off at the very last two words of page 200 at the in middle of Sif Aleph. And we're talking about the violation of a Daber Davar, that you're not allowed to speak weekday type words on Shabbos. So we said yesterday that you're not supposed to speak in business and about Melachos on Shabbos. Now says the Shulchan Aruch, Va'afilu Besichas Dvarim Betelim Asul Harbos. You're not even allowed to speak Stam Dvarim Betelim for no reason. If you take a look at the Mishvurs of even though it doesn't mention malacha, it doesn't mention business, and it's not like a negative speech, because if it involves anything that's usser, then it's usser, then you wouldn't be allowed to speak even a little bit of it. Dvarim b'teilim means like to talk about sports or something like that, so there's just no toelas in such speech, so you shouldn't speak too much about those things. Asur laharbos, you're allowed to do a little but not too much, says the Rama. But if you really enjoy talking about the news and things like that, then we're talking about technology or something like that, then you're allowed to speak about those things on Shabbos the same way you would during the week. But if you really don't enjoy it, then you're not supposed to talk about something that is Dvarim B'Teilim just for the entertainment of others who do enjoy it. So, meaning, if it's not an oneg for you, you shouldn't speak about these things, even if it is an oneg for the listener, because you're violating an avera by speaking about it, even though the listener is not violating an avera by listening about it. Sif katan gimel, oneg lahem, vasul l'sapra b'shabbos says the davar shem tztair bo. You're not allowed to say something that causes you pain or anguish on Shabbos, so try to avoid negative conversations or painful conversations on Shabbos. Sif katan dal mutur, mikol makom yuzar milaham shechar be. So even though we said that you're allowed to speak if it's an oneg and you enjoy talking about the news, you enjoy talking about history, you're allowed to speak about these things, but don't talk too much about these things. Because even something that's like an objective oneg, like eating, drinking, sleeping, you're not supposed to sleep all Shabbos, you're not supposed to eat all Shabbos. If a person doesn't have an opportunity to learn all that much during the week, Shabbos is meant for learning Torah. And even if you do have the opportunity to engage in Talmud Torah a lot during the week, still you shouldn't do too much Bittul Torah on Shabbos. There's a great Maila of Limud Torah on Shabbos. Chavetz Chaim is quoted by Rav Elia Lapian in Lev Elio, that since every mitzvah you do on Shabbos is shkula keneged taryag mitzvos, and according to the Gra, even learning a single letter of Torah is a mitzvah. So when you learn Torah on Shabbos, you're being mekayim exponentially great numbers of mitzvahs you can't even calculate. So it's very worthwhile to learn Torah on Shabbos. Sivkatan hay l'sapram. We then said that someone who does not that if you do enjoy certain things, you're allowed to speak about them on Shabbos. Lav mishnas chas. But this isn't the way a chassid behaves, meaning if someone is careful about speaking mundane matters on Shabbos, so that's great. And anshei ma'aser are careful about this extremely. They're anshei ma'aser that only speak Lashon HaKodesh on Shabbos, even for things that they need to get spoken. And it seems that the reason they do that is so that they won't come to meaning as they're speaking Lashon HaKodesh, it will sort of be a hecker to remind them not to be involved in frivolous speech. The Shlah writes, Kibalti, Adam Vakal Chaver B'Shabbos B'Shachros, Layom Lo K'derek Shomer Lo B'Chol Tzafra Tava. If you see someone in Shabbos morning, don't greet them the way you would on a regular day. Oh, have a great day. Rak Yomer Lo Shabbos Tava. Say good Shabbos B'Lashon HaKodesh, or B'Lashon Chol, K'minogenu Hayom. Say Shabbat Tava, Shabbat Shabbat Shalom, good Shabbos, Kedei L'Kayim, Zachar Yom HaShabbos, and that's a kiyum of Zachar Yom HaShabbos, right? We're familiar with Rabbi Kiva Eger, who holds that you could be Yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos just by saying Shabbat HaTovah. So when you greet someone with a good Shabbos, it's actually a kiyum mitzvah by greeting him by identifying Shabbos rather than just greeting him by saying have a nice day. Kudeshe is anig, dein lo lavar al v'daber davar b'shvil chaveru. V'imu misanig ma shehem misanigim efshar diyesh lohakel. And even though if there's something that someone else enjoys hearing about, even if you don't enjoy speaking about it, the Rama said, don't do it, because you're not supposed to violate v'daber davar just so that they could enjoy it. Sometimes, you know, moms want to connect with their sons, and the sons are very into sports, and the mom couldn't care less about sports, but that's what makes her sons happy, to talk about sports, talk about the Yankees, whatever. So she'll engage in conversation with him. So that's what the Rama is saying. On Shabbos, if it's really painful for her or very unenjoyable for her to talk about it, but her kids enjoy it, then generally you shouldn't do it. But if she gets enjoyment from the fact that the kids are enjoying it, then she can do it, because then it's an oneg. Then it's a source of enjoyment for her. Okay, Seif Beis. Asur liskor po'alim, lo lamar lein Yehudi liskor lo po'alim Shabbos. Not allowed to hire workers, nor ask a non-Jew to hire you workers on Shabbos. Even though the work they're going to be doing is only going to be after Shabbos. Anything you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you're not allowed to ask a non-Jew to do for you on Shabbos. So if you're not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos, can't have a non-Jew hire workers for you on Shabbos. Even to tell him before Shabbos to do it on Shabbos is going to be aser. But what you can do is you can say to the non-Jew after Shabbos, you know, why didn't you do this for me last Shabbos? Even though he's going to understand from that you are interested in him doing it for you in the coming Shabbos. Says ni mishabru siv cut and zayin asur siv zevachin siv mitel kaman mashasur mishumim tzochef tzucha. We are now transitioning from v'daber davar, which is not to talk about business or malacha or just more general things, to mimtzo cheftzucha, which is about taking care of other needs that are not Shabbos related. Anything a Jew is not allowed to do mitzad hadin, he's not allowed to ask a non-Jew to do for him. But when it comes to something that's only a minog or a chumra, that he's allowed to ask a non-Jew to do. When it comes to a matter that's a machlokas haposkim, and you hold that it's aser, but you hold it's only aser midrabanan, so in the dir shu he quotes, you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to do that as well. Meaning that non-Jew doesn't have to hold that it's aser, and even in your view, it's only drabanan. Sivkat and tes b'shabbos va'afilu im yomer lein yudi shi'iskol opolim achar shabbos gam kein aser. Even if you say to the non-Jew to hire you workers after Shabbos is also aser. Meaning even if you're not asking him to do the hiring on Shabbos, you're asking him to hire the workers for you after Shabbos, that too is going to be aser. Aval pi shemevin rotzolomar afilu achim mutter kimishenu amar lebeferish rak derech remes. It's going to be mutter since you didn't say beferish to do it. You were only merames to him. Hey, why didn't you do that last week? V'lo damin mashkasar amar ba'gav b'siv chaveiz afilu derech remes lasos b'shabbos aser hasim k'shemrames lebeshabbos gufa alze chamir tfei. And it's not like what the Rama writes that you're not allowed to be merames to a nachri to do something on Shabbos, because that's on Shabbos. Over here, you're being merames to him after Shabbos about, hey, why didn't you do this last Shabbos? So it's being merames to him about a future Shabbos. Sheretzonu she'asenu mikol makom lo yehenu Yisrael meyos malacha ad achar Shabbos. But if a nachri ends up doing that malacha on Shabbos, you're not allowed to get hana'a from that malacha until after Shabbos. K'din eni Yehudi she'as malacha l'tzaruch Yisrael. Like any situation of an eni Yehudi that does malacha for the sake of a Yisrael. Someone just asked me yesterday. They said that they were at an event and a kosher caterer, and they had the non-Jew put up hot water urns on Shabbos morning for coffee. So they're mamish doing bishul for all the Jewish people. So the mashkiach is supposed to catch that. That should not happen. Inami, mayri b'davar she'en gufa Yisrael nenami menu. Or we're talking about something that you don't physically benefit from. Kugon shekvar yesh ner ve'esh ve'enu yudi mosif. Like you already had light, but the enu yudi is adding extra light, because then it's not called that you're being nena from is malacha. Because otherwise, forget about your role in being merameis to him. Even if he just does it for himself, you wouldn't be allowed to get hana'a from that. Si'if gimel, asur litein lein yudi ma'us merav Shabbos liknos lo b'Shabbos, aviyach ha'lomer lo, k'nei latzmecha v'yim tzarech ekna mimcha la'achar ha'Shabbos. You cannot give money to an eni Yehudi on Erev Shabbos with the purpose of him buying something for you on Shabbos, but you can give him money and say, here, buy something for yourself, or just ask him to buy something for himself, and then if you need to, you'll buy that item from him later, if he's buying it for himself. Sivkatan Yud Beis, v'uadin da'afilu mitchilas ha'shavua aser. This is not only about Erev Shabbos. You cannot give him money on Sunday and say, buy this for me on Shabbos. Kivin she'yichad al Shabbos, because you're telling him to do it on Shabbos. K'nal b'siv Beis. V'afilu katzatz lo mahani b'zeh. And even if you designate a certain amount, it doesn't work. Ela nakat me'erev Shabbos mishum seifa. De'emomer lo k'nei latzmuch ha'afilu me'erev Shabbos mutter. The only reason we give an example of Erev Shabbos is to tell me that if you have the conversation on Erev Shabbos and you tell him that he should buy something for himself, that's mutter even though you're having that conversation Erev Shabbos. Aval yachol mekor din zayin nilman mehodol kaman simtof mem chasiv dal gabei chomeis ayin bebach bal yirab shemitzadim shamda afilu mavticho shiikne menu achar kach kamkin mutter kivin da achshav kona meat latzmo. The source of this halach is actually by mechiras chomeis, because the poskim say over there that even if you promise him that you will buy it from him later on, it's still going to be mutter, because right now he's buying it for himself. He's not buying it for you. So as long as he's buying it for himself, even if you have some sort of agreement with him that you will purchase it from him, it's still going to be mutter. So to review what we learned today, we said that a person should not speak, it's usher to speak dvarim betelim, I'm sorry, a person is not allowed to speak too many dvarim betelim on Shabbos, but that does not mean lashon hara or anything else, because you're not allowed to speak any of that. And topics of conversation that give you enjoyment to speak about, you're allowed to speak about, but even that you shouldn't do too much, because we should speak really more in Torah, and some are makbid only to speak Lashon HaKodesh. If somebody else enjoys the topic and you don't, you shouldn't speak to them about it unless you enjoy the fact that they're enjoying it. And then we said in Siv Beis that you can't, not only can you not hire workers on Shabbos to work for you after Shabbos, can't even ask a non-Jew to do that, because you're not allowed to ask a non-Jew to do anything that you can't do on Shabbos, but you're allowed to tell him after Shabbos, you're allowed to be merames to him after Shabbos, hey, how come you didn't do this for me on Shabbos? And then he'll know he's supposed to do it for you the following Shabbos. But even that is only mutter if you're going to somehow avoid the isser of being nene from malacha that a non-Jew did for you. How do you avoid being nene from malacha that a non-Jew did for you if you didn't get any physical hanav from it? He just added light to a room that was already lit. Or what were the other examples of not being nene from a malacha that he did for you? I don't know. You somehow figure out a way to avoid getting hana'a from a malacha that he had done from you. You only get hana'a from it after Shabbos. And then in Sif Gimel we learned that you're not supposed to give a non-Jew money at any point during the week to ask him to buy you something on Shabbos, but you can tell him to buy something for himself, even if the stated agreement is that you're going to buy from him on Shabbos. So everyone should have a Freilich and Purim, and we will see everybody on Sunday with Simon Shin Zayin, Si'if Dalit. Freilich and Purim, and a good Shabbos, everybody.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Thank you.